Hill House, The Harry Stark Novels, Book 3. Written by Blair Howard.
Damn it, Stark. I thought I told you to stay away from me. Stay out of my bar. Who's the tail?
Amanda snorted, trying not to laugh.
Now, Benny, is that any way to greet an old friend? Old friend, my ass. You are bad news, Stark. Every time you come in here, I get hurt. Now, go on. Get out of here. How come I ain't seen you in here before, miss?
Amanda Cole. Nice to meet you, Benny.
Amanda Cole. Ah, hell. I thought the face was familiar. You're that broad from Channel 7.
Benny, I need some info. The quicker you spill it, the quicker I'm out of here. Billy Dickerson, I said, is running some sort of home for kids on Cherry. He turned and yelled over his shoulder.
Laura, come here.
Hello, Harry, she said as she cut me a look that could only have been taken as an invitation.
I caught Amanda's smile out of the corner of my eye.
Cut it out, Laura, Benny growled. He wants to know what we know about them freaks that work for the Dickersons. You know more about them than I do. You serve them all the time.
She heaved a sigh, grabbed a glass from the back of the bar, jerked herself a beer, and swallowed half of it in one gulp.
There are four of them. The main man is Darius Willett. They call him Romeo.
Romeo? Why? I asked.
'Cause that's what he is, a Romeo.
I was pretty sure I knew why they called him that. Go on, I said.
Valley of Deception, Jake Matthews, Book 1. Written by T.H. Michael. To say that Zebediah Caldwell was a giant of a man was only just short of exaggeration. His 6'5" frame carried muscle, and even with age, little fat. Zebediah stretched his arms over his head as he padded into the kitchen in his stocking feet and sat down at the table. Martha, his wife of 42 years, was already at the stove making his breakfast of eggs and bacon. He'd heard and read everything about bacon and eggs being bad for you, but his father had eaten that very same meal every morning of his life and lived to be 90, so Zebediah wasn't all that worried about it. The Lord was his protector and would decide when his time on this earth was up. Martha set a cup of black coffee down in front of him and turned back to the stove. Zebediah took a sip of the black coffee and set it down.
Breakfast is a mite late this morning, he said.
He didn't like to wait for breakfast. He always woke hungry, and she knew it.
I had to find the eggs this morning. I used all the ones in the refrigerator last night making that cake for supper, said Martha in a small voice,
hoping not to upset her husband so early in the morning.
Why isn't that girl helping you? No reason she shouldn't have gotten them eggs. Now my breakfast is late.
Zebediah scratched his head. He was working himself into a frenzy, and the head scratching was the first sign.
Bumping off Fat Vinny. Revenge is sweet. Written by Dennis Ann Griffin and Morgan St. James. Just then, Margaret set a coaster and tall glass of water on the cocktail table and plunked down on the sofa next to Danny. Maria looked more than a little confused.
What's going on, guys? What am I going to like and not like?
Danny answered. Out of the blue, he's asking for interviews with Tony's brother. Wants us to find and talk to other high-profile mob guys who would have wasted you if they could have found you. And get this, he's sure you know who killed Tony and wants us to use that as the shocker in the book. Maria's mouth fell open. She shouted,
What? That bastard! We never talked about anything like that, and I don't have a clue who hit Tony. But if I did, I'd thank them. They sure did me a favor.
Danny watched Maria's complexion turn from flawless light olive to deep pink. She breathed hard. A flush crept from her neck to her forehead. The room suddenly seemed hot and stuffy to him. Margaret said,
Calm down, honey. Drink some of your water. Remember, we said we had something you would like.